This is Max Heistein at thehealingwaterfall.com. One of the most extraordinarily helpful attributes to cultivate, if you're on a path of healing and growth, is self-honesty. It's also one of the most difficult. In fact, it's nearly impossible, especially at first, to look at ourselves honestly. I know what you're thinking. Why, I'm honest with myself, definitely. No, you're really not. None of us are, a lot of the time. People don't generally have the kind of self-honesty I'm talking about, even me and even you. So why is that? Doesn't it seem like human beings with the intellect to build computers, compose symphonies, and perform microsurgery would be able to think clearly about ourselves? Strange as it may seem, it's actually our intellect that keeps us from being self-honest. Oh, sure, we can be honest about some things. We can admit to ourselves that we have 10 toes, live in Pasadena, and drive a Ford. We can be honest about that because we probably don't feel too bad about it. But when it comes to things we might be ashamed of, things we might not want other people to know, things that may frighten us or make us sad, we're super good at hiding the truth from ourselves. One word for it is denial. You know, that thing that isn't a river in Egypt. In order to be in denial, we have to have at least considered or touched on the topic we're in denial about. For example, at some point maybe we saw someone we thought was being petty about something. Say you forgot to call them when you said you would, and they just can't seem to let it go. Perhaps you have a fleeting thought that maybe you've been petty about things too, or someone has even said you're petty about things. And you consider it and go, "Nah, I'm fine." Then you might be in denial. But if you've never considered something about yourself, even if it's true, you're not in denial. You might be in avoidance, though. Perhaps you're avoiding asking yourself some difficult and potentially troubling questions. You may have never made the effort to ask yourself the question, why? Why am I repeatedly getting into trouble in the same way? Why do people seem upset with me so often? Why do I feel upset with myself? These are the kind of questions that would be asked by someone on the path to becoming conscious, someone ready to explore self-honesty. The things these good questions have in common is the I part. Not why are they such a pill? Why are they so angry? Why are they always giving me a hard time? They questions are okay and can be informative. They questions can be interesting and can make you feel better, mostly because they questions take your mind off yourself and your own discomfort. But they questions are what you might call psychology light and don't get us very far when it comes to our own deeper healing and growth. And that leads us to the reason our intellect keeps us from being self-honest. It's the discomfort. We humans hate being uncomfortable and will devise any way possible to try to avoid it. It's a built-in part of our nature and it helps us survive. All forms of intelligent life are designed to avoid discomfort and seek comfort. And we humans got installed inside of us the best damn equipment ever for doing that, our ego. Our ego is a marvelous gift that goes to extraordinary lengths to help us gain comfort in a multitude of ways. And it works in conjunction with our creative intelligence, our intellect, to help us avoid anything uncomfortable. It does this on an automatic basis, a little like the thermostat on your heating and air conditioning system. When things get too warm or cold, it kicks in. Unless, of course, we do something intentional, something conscious, to override it. When your ego thermostat kicks in to help you avoid feeling uncomfortable about something within you, it can employ a variety of strategies. Denial, which we already spoke about, is one of them. Avoidance is another. Distraction, making up stories, shifting blame, getting spacey, having a tantrum, dramatization, addictive patterns of all kinds, compulsions, pretending not to care, becoming stoic, getting angry, being analytical or staying in our head, becoming catatonic. All of these are examples of the things we do to avoid discomfort when something inside of us is uncomfortable to face. Our ego and intellect will help us avoid looking at uncomfortable stuff, or worse, feeling it, and even find ways of walling it off inside of us until it goes completely unconscious and we forget what the uncomfortable stuff was in the first place. At that point, we can find ourselves stuck in addictive or compulsive patterns of behavior and can't seem to figure out what's keeping us stuck. It's a pickle, and once you're in that particular kind of pickle brine, it's pretty much impossible to get out by yourself. That's one of the best reasons to see counselors and therapists. A counselor or therapist, if they're skilled and talented, can help us discover what it is within ourselves, what it is within us, that we've been avoiding seeing and feeling. If they're on the ball, they'll create an atmosphere for us where we feel safe enough to begin to explore those areas. Not to intellectualize them, not even so much to understand them, but to look at them and begin to let them go. That's where true self-honesty begins. Once we get in the habit of looking at the uncomfortable stuff inside of us and letting it go, it gets a little easier to do. Also, once we let some of it go, there's less of it, so we get a little less uncomfortable. Also, we start to get into trouble less often. Life gets better when we get self-honest. But it does take some time and effort, and we do have to go through some uncomfortable feelings along the way. But if those feelings are inside of us, somewhere, even if they're unconscious, we might as well deal with them and get free. The uncomfortable stuff within us doesn't really need to be analyzed much. It just needs to be looked at, made okay, and let go. But we can't do that without first becoming self-honest. And that means asking ourselves some difficult questions. Those questions often begin with the words, "What is it within me?" Those kinds of questions are really good ones to ask. At thehealingwaterfall.com, you'll find over 70 of my guided meditations, programs, and courses to help you relax, feel safe, look within, and ask healing questions. Find all my published work at thehealingwaterfall.com and find my counseling website at maxheistein.com. Thanks for listening.